This is Charlottesville Tomorrow, an advocate for our future today. Charlottesville Tomorrow is a nonpartisan community organization working on land use, transportation, and community design issues. Visit us on the web at seavilletomorrow.org.
In March of 2009, Charlottesville Mayor Dave Norris called for a study to determine how the area's athletic fields were being used. He did so at a campaign press conference in which he also asked for City Council to amend the master plan for the western half of McIntyre Park in order to preserve the two existing softball fields. Norris formally asked the City Council to amend the plan at its meeting on June 1st, 2009. Charlottesville Tomorrow's recording of the item begins with Mayor Norris.
We have one final item on our agenda tonight. I wanted to briefly have a discussion about the softball fields at McIntyre Park. We recently adopted a formal master planning process for parks planning, and part of that process had to do with how to amend a park plan that was already in existence. And I would like to see us initiate an amendment to the master plan for the western side of McIntyre Park. As many of you know, the initial, or what's in the plan today, is to switch out the two softball fields in the western side of McIntyre Park and replace them with a rectangular field. And that was driven by a sense that we have a lot more city interest among city residents, particularly young people, in rectangular sports, and that we were going to try to broker an arrangement with Darden Tow Park to increase lighting there so that we could have more softball availability there. And that part of the deal has fallen through, or at least is on permanent hold, regarding Darden Tow Park. And I, for one, would like to see us make a commitment to the softball community that we're going to keep the softball fields at McIntyre Park, and we're going to work with the recreational leagues as a whole to come up to inventory our recreational field space, what we have now, what we might be able to pull into our recreational field space, and come up with a better system of allocating field space so that we can meet the needs of the rectangular sports and others as well. So process-wise, I'm told by the city manager that we just need to give direction to staff to initiate a master plan amendment. We're not voting on the amendment tonight. All we're doing is tasking the staff with coming up with draft language that can then be taken to a public meeting and then be taken to the Parks and Rec Advisory Board and then be brought back to City Council. And this would focus only on the issue of softball fields, preserving softball fields, in McIntyre Park. So wanted to open that up for conversation.
Mr. Mayor, I guess I thought maybe during your campaign that the idea was that we would study field needs and then based on the needs we would decide what to do. So there's a part of me that feels like we're putting the cart before the horse for City Council to make a decision tonight to change that plan and then study our field needs. It seems to me we should study our field needs and then create a plan. It may well be that McIntyre Park is just such a great place for softball and a lot of people enjoy playing softball there, but the reality certainly is that 80% of the people who enjoy playing softball there don't live in the city. And, you know, I've kind of agreed with the idea that if the choice is between, you know, children and adolescents in the city needing to be taken by their parents or their coach to Darden Tow to practice soccer or other sports, or versus adults being able to drive there, it seems to me that it's easier for the adults to get in the car. So, I mean, I'll go along with whatever council wants to do, but I feel, I mean, we've certainly gotten a lot of pressure. A lot of people, there's signs up saying save McIntyre Park. I'm not sure whether it's to save it for softball or save it to get rid of the Y or to save it from the parkway, but the signs are there. But I sort of feel like if we're going to study field needs, why don't we study the field needs, see what the choices are, and then give direction to the Parks and Rec staff. But that's just my That's just my thoughts on the side. Right.
And just to clarify, that actually wasn't my proposal. My proposal was to commit to preserving the fields, but as make that contingent upon doing this recreational field study. And I have talked to representatives from virtually all the local recreational leagues who agree with that approach. The soccer league doesn't want to be in a position where they're responsible for displacing softball from McIntyre Park. They would just as soon leave softball at McIntyre as long as we will commit to them and to the other recreational leagues that we're going to do this study, do a better inventory, figure out how to expand the inventory, and figure out a better system of allocating fields.
And does this study involve Albemarle County or
yes,
just involve the city?
And the university. And they've all agreed in concept on the staff level to do it. So that's sort of, I think.
Okay. And not to beat a dead horse, I just think we should do the study, and then on the basis of that study, decide what the best policy is. But you know, if there's majority council wants to decide on the best policy, and then doing the study, that certainly is a way to do it.
Yeah, and again, we're not. I'm not suggesting we decide tonight to make this move. All I'm suggesting tonight is that we initiate a process and we can flesh out some of this in that process. But I think the city manager's thought was that we need direction. We need to give direction to staff to at least get the conversation started. So.
Do you have examples of what other localities have done?
For recreational field studies, yes. Mm-hmm. In fact, our Parks and Rec interim director has done, I believe he said he's done these elsewhere. He has talked to his colleague in Albemarle County. They are ready to go with a recreational field study. Everybody agrees that that's what needs to happen. But in the meantime, I just feel like we should allay the concerns that have been expressed by the softball community and reassure them that softball has a home in McIntyre Park.
Well, if he's done some research already, I'd like to even hear some preliminary research.
Yes.
Okay.
In terms of how research into how these process, the recreational field studies.
I want to know what Brian Daly knows already. What has he learned already about?
Well, we haven't done the study yet.
Okay.
That's my point, is they're ready to go.
But so they're ready to go, but they
and
haven't
done
it, any yet.
You are asking me if he's done it elsewhere.
Right.
Or we have examples from elsewhere. I'm saying they've done it elsewhere, but they haven't done one here yet.
Okay. Well, I'd like to hear what they've done elsewhere to get some example to go by.
Okay.
Because that's what I'd like, yeah.
Okay.
Well, the real issue that's different as I see it is getting the county and possibly the university involved, because that's not how it's been looked at before.
And they've committed to...
The reality is new fields are more than likely going to have to come in a larger area than just what's in the city, because there are just not any fields left. There might be one or two locations, but to really address the expanding youth sports needs, and there are all kinds of other sports that are putting demands on fields, and to look at it together probably is going to open up some new opportunities.
I assume that there would be a cost associated with the study.
Actually, the commitment that my colleague, Mr. Slutsky, he said the county, he's quite certain that the county will support this if this is a staff-driven study with not bringing in outside consultants that we have to pay, and the staff are fine doing it on their own without cost involved. So.
I'm okay with that. I was hoping we could just change the fields over there, but then when the situation with Garden Towel didn't work out with the lighting issue, so I guess I really think stand right now would hate to just lose the softball field. But I think we probably do need to do a study of the field, as already been mentioned, and not to be redundant, I certainly think that we need to get the county on board, because I think they're, as Dr. Brown pointed out, they probably, Albemarle around the county's account for what, about 80% usage of the current softball facilities at the McIntyre.
Certainly, no study like this would be successful if the county was not involved. Absolutely.
Sir, have you and Mr. Slutsky discussed sort of a timeline for the study?
Other than we'd like to see it get started fairly soon. That's about the extent of the timeline conversation. So,
Mr. Connell, do you have some comments on that?
No, sir. I think it's, we were trying to get a sense of where council is on the issue. Did you want us to initiate something? I think part of the issue is going to be, can we do something fairly quickly before the summer ends? Normally the month of August is not a good time to be having those discussions. I'm not fully aware of all the discussions that have occurred among the staffs. I know there's been some discussion about it makes sense to look at all the fields together, look at how they're scheduled. Does that create any opportunities for current field space? I don't think that is a long, lengthy study because most of that has been done by the individual staff, so it's more of putting those together. I've been involved in some discussions with the university. Are there opportunities in their off seasons to maybe take advantage of some of their fields? So there are probably questions. We'll just have to take your guidance and come back with a schedule of how quickly we could do things. I would think by the end of the summer we could have had a community discussion, gotten all the staffs together, take some recommendations to the Parks and Rec Advisory Board to bring back to council in the fall. But specific dates, I just don't know.
So can we do this? I mean, there's a way of making it contingent. I hate to say one thing, you know, we'll keep softball here and then never really get.
Right.
And I certainly think that, you know, it'd be nice to have something rolling in terms of looking at studies. You know, if we look at fields, if there's a need for more field space, which I believe there is, and most of the field space that's available in Alamo County, and most of the softball players in Alamo County, I'd hate for us to rule out the possibility that softball could actually maybe be more available in Alamo County rather than in the city. And so the city residents wouldn't have to drive Darden Town or in other places to practice football or practice.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have no problem doing them concurrently. That was the spirit of the at least the proposal that I had made. And I think the actual text amendment would there's sort of two processes that would happen. One is the text amendment process about preserving the softball fields, and hand in hand we can conduct the field study. And then when they get to the Parks and Rec Advisory Board, they'll all come together, and then they'll be able to give us a recommendation. So.
Maybe you include in your motion that they come back together,
right?
So they happen concurrently. That one doesn't lead the other or vice versa. And I'll suggest you consider including in that a commitment from Alamo County to participate, just to kind of seal that too. That will help the staff in terms of some emphasis on it too, and particularly given people's economic situation.
I'd be more comfortable with that.
That's fine.
And I'm just also, as we're studying the fields, I'd like to give some thought to why more of our city kids aren't participating in softball or some of the other field sports, if there's a way to increase our numbers. Is something that Park and Rec can look at, the outreach? Is there something that you did when you were coaching soccer that the children remain engaged the whole season? So I don't want us to miss out on that opportunity as well.
Mr. Mayor, since this is kind of coming from you, do you want to sum up
where
you feel we are?
I would be happy to entertain a motion to the effect of City Council directing staff to initiate a text amendment to the master plan for the western side of McIntyre Park for the purpose of preserving softball fields contingent upon a concurrent study of recreational field use, and both of these efforts.
And that the master plan would not come back to City Council for final approval
until
the study
The study results and the text amendment would both come before the Parks and Rec Advisory Board simultaneously, and they would then make an informed decision to City Council on the best way to move forward. So.
Okay. Also move.
Second.
Any further discussion? Please indicate your vote. Thank you very much.